Ladies and gentlemen, it is September 6, 2024. And all hell's breaking loose. Wait for this. Now get ready.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
In range, most important election in world history is 59 days, 14 hours, 59 minutes, 36 seconds out. We're starting our attack run now. 135 days until the inauguration of President Trump. 135 days, 23 hours, 59 minutes, 22 seconds. I am here in battle-hardened, moss-backed broadcaster, Alex Jones. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. Broadcasting worldwide in defense of the Republic and Team Humanity. All right, I got really prepared for today's show. And to do this, I'm going to have to be extremely focused because I absolutely must cover every stinking thing on my desk. Let me give you a little prelude for folks that just joined us at the start of the transmission. We have massive evidence with basically all of the lone shooter operations that the FBI knows about it, protects it, just like we saw with the attempted Trump assassination, same MO, and that feds are all around these individuals protecting them. And I have a giant stack right here on that. Unbelievable. Massive research, decades of intel right here. There's that. There are the desperate Dems, because I wanted time to study this, so I didn't cover it yesterday, claiming that Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, all these other people are Russian operatives or something. Just $10 million got put into a company that was buying shows to put them on cable. I mean, it just and ad buys. I know the Russians were connected to it. And the feds are running around like they just caught the biggest thing on earth. The Democrats are spending billions in fake news. Massive foreign money, Chi-Com money's pouring in. But oh no, the evil Benny Johnson and Tim Pool, they had their shows bought by a syndicator they had nothing to do with and then put it on TV. A culture show in Tim Pool's case. Wow, evil. I mean, Jesse Ventura's on a show on RT. Max Kaiser. But they didn't even were involved in selling their show to air on some other network. It's just crazy. So somebody could buy my show from a syndicator. We're free to air. They can just air it. And oh, my God, some Russian company, you know, bought ads on this and bought a show and aired it. I mean, it's just crazy. We got the inside baseball on that. I had the feds repeatedly try to set me up with Russian money that was really Justice Department, CIA money. And I just went to another branch of the FBI, gave them a dossier saying, I know you guys are doing this. Knock it off right now. And I'm got with a lawyer, one of the lawyers, Mark Randazzo, was involved as well, spearheading it. Maybe we should get him on. But Bob Barnes was there when this all happened. We're not going to give names or anything because, well, we'll just leave it at that. But we may have to. But it was a bipartisan attack on yours truly. So I have been through this myself. And as Barnes said, he never got approached. Viva Fry never got approached for this because they would have smelled it. But it's not even smelling it. When you're putting your show out to be syndicated, people pick it up. It's ridiculous. It's like, we're on hundreds of radio stations. Do the Russians secretly own some radio station I'm on? I have no idea. I'm sure that out of 300-plus stations, I bet there's some Russian investment company. They're invested in real estate, everything, ad companies. I bet one of our affiliates is probably owned by Russian Americans. I don't know that. I'm just guessing. And they're probably patriots, but that matters. The media will just say they're Russians. We're all evil. So we've got that. We've got massive news on the Aurora situation and the Venezuelan gangs all over the country, as now the media hoax that none of that was happening with the Venezuelan gangs taking over apartment complexes, homes, robbing everything, killing people. Now it's all admitted and mass arrests have begun. So that blew up in their face. They ran another hoax against J.D. Vance saying mass shootings are a fact of life. He said they shouldn't be a fact of life. Another big hoax they got caught in. Incredible news in the economy. More fake jobs numbers that Biden put out, caught red-handed. Oh, their whole house of cards is coming down. Stay with us, my Paul Revere. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
We now take you live.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted for what you're about to receive. We are the dealer. We give you everything you need. Woo! It's Friday, September 6th, 2024. We are 59 days out for the most important election in world history. Crank it up! We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. For those about to engage the globalists, we salute you. Yes, we do. That's right. We are on the front lines. We are the black sheep. We are the mavericks. We are the rebels. We are the resistance. We salute you. I salute every man, woman, and child out there listening, no matter what color your skin are, where you came from. If you love liberty and you love God and you want justice, you want freedom like I do, we are brothers and sisters in this fight together. Yeah, yes, we do. All right. Let's get into it right now. I started doing this the first little segment. Law Station don't care that. Let me just tell you what I got here, because I've gone through each and every one of these, and I've got more than 50 clips, and I've just, oh my gosh. We have a giant stack that I'll hit at the bottom of the hour on the shooting in Georgia, and boy, it doesn't look good, and it's got New World Order fingerprints all over it. And we caught them in a hoax against J.D. Vance and a bunch of other stuff. And you know they're getting this primed for the debate next Tuesday that we'll be covering between Kamala, the demonic, lobotomized, drunken hyena, and our embattled President 45-47. This is such an important stack right here. You definitely don't want to miss this. This is intel. You're not going to get anywhere else. And then I'm going to cover this first. For the last 6 months, really, we've seen countless corporate headlines, AP, Reuters, all of them, CNN. There are no Venezuelan gangs. There's no MS-13 gangs. There's no caravans. There's no nothing. There's no crime waves. The FBI is just suppressing all the crime statistics for 3.5 years. Never mind your house getting broken into, your neighbor getting carjacked, or all that. It's not happening. And then you see the weird crossover in the last 24 hours with AP, Reuters, The Hill. There are no Venezuelan gangs. The governor, it's a fantasy. And then boom, okay, there are gangs. It's horrible. They're murdering and killing and getting arrested and stealing. And they've taken over more apartment complexes in Houston and Dallas and Chicago and New York and Trenton and Portland. And they're, just, they're everywhere. Oklahoma. Carjacking, stealing, murdering, heist, jewelry stores, sex slavery. They're caught with small children chained to beds being raped. It just hits the local news. But the point is, the wheels came off. Just like within hours this time, they went, J.D. Vance just said school shootings don't matter. Actually, he said they do matter and shouldn't be a fact of life. You know, school shootings shouldn't be a fact of life. We need to do something to stop them. My God, he said he didn't care. Did you hear? Funny they didn't show you a quote. That's AP. They are desperate, desperate devils. Then, big national scientific poll, trust in doctors and hospitals plummets to all-time record low. Big stack on the poison shot news, GMO news, and more. Joe Biden came out in a speech yesterday and said, you know, some of the stimulus acts and things they've done really weren't for that. The Inflation Reduction Act was really about a $300-plus billion carbon tax and boondoggle to his buddies, which we already knew, but there he is admitting it all. The $369 billion. Everybody's heard about the scam. And then I didn't cover this yesterday because, well, I should have. Got like 15 million views on Crowder's channel, and it's congratulations to them. I mean, they were dropping huge investigative reports once a month. Now it's like once a week. Devastating. Last month, four big ones I've seen. Congratulations to those guys up in Dallas. And they got the head spokesperson of public affairs, not just the spokesperson, the head of the Southern District of New York, that is the hands down next to D.C., probably more powerful. They're like twin dragon heads. D.C. And the District of New York, Southern District, are the most powerful. It's the one that prosecutes people all over the country, totally political. Their head of public affairs said it's totally illegal, a total scam, a total fraud, miscarriage of justice, that targeting Trump is about the election. Well, we don't need them to tell us that, but that just double confirms it. It's like a cop pulls somebody over for swerving or driving fast and hears somebody banging in the trunk, and the cop calls more cops. They pull guns on the guy, open the back. There's a raped woman tied up, bloody in the back, and the cops got him. He'll be convicted, but he walks over and says, when the guy's in handcuffs, so where'd you kidnap her? Why'd you do it? And he goes, well, I just wanted to kidnap her and rape her. Boom, you're done. You confessed. It's open and shut. Again, even if he says, I don't know what you're talking about, you got the woman in the back tied up. She's a witness. She can tell the story. But now we've got the perpetrator. And he admits he said it. He says, I was showing off to a girl. Oh, so you're a total liar. Come on, guys. I mean, we have Fannie Willis, and you've got Letitia James and all these Soros creatures saying, I'm running for office to put Trump in jail. He's a racist crackerhead. We got that. We've got new jobs numbers. Remember, it came out a month ago. They lied about 818,000 plus. It was right at 819,000 if you round up. Fake jobs didn't exist. Biggest one ever. They totally lied. Well, they just put out new numbers for the last 2 months because those were numbers from 2 months ago, but they released a month later. So that was stuff going back 2 months ago and before the last 3.5 years. But now we just got the numbers for the next couple months. And, oh, they did it again. They lied again. Boy, that's really a surprise. But they're telling the truth more. Harris, Pelosi, Schumer, they've all come out and said we're going to legalize all the illegal aliens, give them all free stuff, big deal, $150,000 a piece, totally liberal. So in many levels, they're admitting, like, yeah, we brought that in for carbon taxes and to shut off all the other energy and give it to ourselves. We actually lied about the name of it. It's what we do to these dumb bastards. Kind of like 2 weeks ago, Governor Patrick Bateman of California, also known as Gavin Newsom, America Psycho 2.0. He went on a podcast. He said, yeah, they just totally illegal. They just appointed her. They just ignored all the voters. She didn't get one vote. Just, that's what I've been told to, you know, tell you it's normal, but it's not. Wow, okay. And I remember growing up watching James Bond movies and, you know, cartoons and stuff, or later when I'm with my kids, seeing stuff like The Incredibles, and the bad guy's got Mr. Incredible chained down, and he's like walking around bragging how he did it, monologuing. He goes, oh my gosh, I'm monologuing. And I always saw that as a kid, and I thought, because I'm not a criminal, but I thought, if I was about to kill my enemy or something's going on, I'm not going to sit there and monologue. I'm just going to get rid of him. But I guess I don't like killing people. If I had to, you know, kill my enemy and I was a supervillain, I would just, you know, never even look at him. I'd just say, you know, bullet in the back of the head. Always put one in the brain, but, and you just get rid of it. Move on. It's like carrying out the trash. But not for them. They in real criminology, they love to monologue. And they love to tell you how they did it. And if you study psychopaths, the lower level ones that just kidnap people and kill them and stuff, they almost always, when they don't get caught, start writing letters to the police or clues or get more reckless. And that's really the point we've gotten to, where they're just parading around how they've done this to everybody. So we got Putin coming out saying he's endorsing Kamala Harris, and that's really what they do, because they want weak leaders over here. They say Trump's really an unknown, so it's kind of tongue-in-cheek as a joke, but it's not. Because they know what they're going to get with Harris, which is a continuation of the deep state. They have no idea what Trump's going to do. They fear Trump. Continuing, we will also get into Kamala and some of her new communist announcements. If you thought price fixing and price controls and 75% capital gains tax is communist manifesto enough, no, now she wants to bring the death tax basically up to 100%. And we've got so much more. Also, she's in a new video saying she's going to create special laws for black people and other laws for every other group. That's the definition of unjust weights and measures and a criminal justice system that is criminal. And so that's just spectacular. We've got a bunch of transgender news and the rainbow cult's privileges. So that's just some of what's coming up today. That's about half of what I've got in my stack. So let's begin with the first installment that I just mentioned. Let's begin with, and this is just a small smattering of what we have. I have articles from Oklahoma, Texas, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, California, New Mexico, Colorado, a bunch of others. I mean, I've got them all right here. Where there are just Venezuelan gangs doing the same thing, taking over private houses, robbing stores, shooting people, killing people, sex trafficking, feeding off the migrants, arrogantly running around, beating people up, just running around like mad dog maniacs, because that's how Venezuela is. And now they're just up here with a bunch of people that aren't used to it. They're just enjoying themselves. And there's new videos of them coming to people's doors and saying, the apartment manager, when they took over a new one yesterday, they said, listen, we're going to kill you if you don't give us the keys to everything and let us go collect money from everybody. And if you're nice, we'll give you part of the money, but you work for us now. Classic stuff the Italian mob would do in, you know, New York or whatever. Hey, let me run your grocery store and I'll let you still have enough to live and, you know, hire my family, or somebody's going to burn it down. And if that doesn't work, somebody's going to kill your son or daughter. How's that sound? So that's the kind of stuff you hear about, you know, in the olden times. Well, it's back with a vengeance. And the police for months said nothing's happening, and the governor said it's a fantasy. And again, even AP yesterday was still saying it doesn't exist. Nothing to see here. Move along. Well, now, all over the country, they've been arresting him for murder and attempted murder. Six got arrested yesterday. Four have already been charged in Colorado, but they couldn't get the police department to do it in Aurora and Denver, so now the sheriff's departments are doing it. Aurora police linked 10 people to Venezuelan gang amid furor, with six now in custody. That's the Denver Post. Now, this was out yesterday morning. And even Sink Yuger, the bestiality advocate of the Young Turks, I'm serious, folks. Even he came out and said, we need to stop lying about this. He was like, hey, we're not getting away with it. Stop. Got the video clip. Well, it didn't matter. AP still said nothing's happening. The governor came back out and said there is nothing. None of it exists. They're just on video saying, we come to your country to get you pigs. You are weak. Your homes are ours. You're women. We're going to rob you. You like it for you. Here's a photo of some of these guys. Overhead shot, please. We can pull this up in HD. ICE confirms to Fox News that all four of this other group, known as suspected Trinidagra, I don't know if I pronounce it right, gang members, arrested by police in Aurora, Colorado, in connection with a shooting attempted murder in July, are Venezuelan illegal aliens who were caught and released at the Texas border by the Biden administration. And can we get the HD version of this up, please? The digital version? Here's our little friends.
Say hello to my little friend.
And I put that up on Real Alex Jones on X if you want to see it. And it continues. Armed Venezuelan gangs terrorize oil industry workers in America's most productive oil fields in West and North Texas, robbing and stealing and everything else. But nothing's going on. Big article, local newscast, but you don't see it in the national news. Attorney letters warned Colorado officials of Venezuelan gang control at Aurora Apartments last year. Because the owners are like, we have gunpoint, we're being thrown out, they've taken over, and the police won't do anything, so they go get a law firm that sends letters to the city, and they go, there are no Venezuelan gangs. There are no Venezuelan gangs. That's the Denver Gazette. Meanwhile, AP says this is not happening. Everyone talking about Venezuela's gangs in Aurora. Here's what we know and what we don't. That's the Denver Post 2 days ago admitting it's going on in a huge report, but also still demonizing right-wingers and others that don't like it, but they admit it's happening. So people started asking yesterday, hey, the Denver Post is reporting this happening. What's going on with this? They're even arresting people. Meanwhile, here's Raw Story. Yesterday, police knocked down Trump-promoted claim that Venezuela gangs took over Colorado Apartments. You have all the video, you have them bragging about it, you have it all going on, but no, Trump's lying. Police knocked down Trump-promoted claim that Venezuelan gangs took over Colorado Apartments. Here's another one. London Independent. Police deny Venezuelan gang has taken over a rundown apartment complex in Denver suburb. They've taken over a bunch of them. Democrats, Colorado Dems, be like, no Venezuelan gangs here. The gang members were arrested by sheriffs, and there's video and all of that right there. Photos. So there's a sheriff's department finally did what the city wouldn't do. And I never played the clip a few days ago. We have the Aurora police saying to people being, hey, we've been kicked out of our apartments. And they're like, even if they've committed a murder or attempted murder, we can't stop them because this is a sanctuary city. Yeah, we'll actually play that clip first in a moment because I got a bunch of other clips. Let me continue. Here's the communist group, some of the Democratic Party, admitted communist. Interim Aurora police chief said gang members had not taken over and weren't collecting rent, and they sent a known communist group there to, quote, protect the gang members. And Sink Uger, the patron saint of bestiality, says local news in Colorado has absolutely confirmed Venezuelan gangs took over apartment buildings in Aurora, including a report by legal team hired by the property owners. So why are the local authorities ceding U.S. territory to foreign gangs? Why haven't the cops gone in already? Well, you got a totally open border, human trafficking little kids for sex slavery and slave labor. I mean, this is your party, big man. You know, I'd be really upset if they had like a donkey in sex slavery. Because he said if he was emperor of the earth, he would pleasure the animals, but only if they liked it. That's actually what he said. Think I'm joking? Look it up. Would you like to see a clip of it? Starts drooling. Police deny Venezuelan gangs taking over Denver suburbs complex, AP. That's yesterday, the 5th. My goodness, here's another one. Breaking, Denver law firm tasked with investigating an alleged gang takeover Aurora apartment building reports the Venezuelan Trinidagra gang began its takeover in late 2023. Here they are in a new video saying, if you don't give us the keys and let us run the apartment complex to the apartment manager, we're going to kill you, kill you. It's so nice for you. We have a DHS whistleblower telling Dr. Phil what is very accurate numbers about the government bringing in these people that they know have been let out of the jails. Venezuela orders them to come here or they'll be re-imprisoned. Meanwhile, we have videos of Chuckie Schumer and Pelosi out again yesterday saying, we're going to legalize them all, give them voter IDs, let them vote, and give them free goodies. Meanwhile, exclusive, state and federal local governments are quietly preparing for civil unrest, martial law, and other black swan events, warns top security crisis manager. That's an important interview up on InfoWars.com. And there's a smattering of other latest news. Germany, machete attack on police station. He attacked the police inside the police station with a machete, but they were so politically correct, they just tasered him so he can go out and do it again. Hey, man, you're supposed to kill the citizens, not us. Come on. You're precious to us. We're not going to kill you. Even though you're trying to kill us with a machete, we're just going to taser you, my poor little Islamic juicy. Belgium, two Moroccan migrants jailed for raping young man, making him scream, "Long live Morocco," while they filmed his rape. The police say the crime was them letting people know about it. Germany, Munich suspect who opened fire on police near Israeli consulate is an Austrian Islamicist. Oh, he's Austrian, uh-huh. Germany considers mimicking Britain with Rwanda scheme for deporting illegal immigrants. Oklahoma governor proposes employing migrants willing to work for low wages to fill critical job gaps. Oh, yeah, right. Boy, what a great conservative. Pope Francis, an Indonesian grand imam, called for interreligious action to fight climate change. That means open borders. Meanwhile, CNN tortures Kamala for flip-flopping on Trump's border wall. Okay, I've got five clips I want to play when we come back. Then I'll get into the huge shooting news and the whole history of the FBI running these shooters. You're not supposed to talk about or look at. That's why the FBI honchoed and ran the suing of yours truly. Admitted on the stand, they ran the whole thing, organized it with the CIA. Boy, that's really sounds like a free country. That's coming up next segment. So, when we return, I'm going to finish with that, get to those clips I mentioned, because I want to show you what I'm saying. I don't want to just tell you. I want you to see the clips and the newscast and the guys at the door. You're shoving a gun in your face. We're going to kill you if you don't turn the apartment complex over to us. That's another one they just took over in Colorado. And the governor's like, the police chief's like, ain't nothing going on around here. Here comes the sheriff's department. Because, you know, if the city won't do its job, it reverts to the county and the sheriff, who actually has jurisdiction in the city. If the city, and then if the sheriff doesn't do their job and the mayor, then who comes in? The state. And then if the state doesn't do their job, they send in the feds. That's the federalist system. And if the feds get out of control, the states can get together and remove that government. It's checks and balances. But remember what happened a few years ago in Texas? They literally cut a third of the police, wouldn't let them respond to crime. They released a black guy that shot a bunch of people. He only wounded them on 6th Street. The guy was out 2 days later. Well, you're black. The Soros DA is an admitted communist. You know, you can be allowed out. A black teenager shot and killed a couple people up in, remember in Fort Worth last 2 years ago. They just let him go 2 days later. So it's liberal. I mean, these are real cases. You think I'm joking? Okay. So the governor put the state police into Austin until they hired some of the police back and stopped being totally communist. Still horrible. But unfortunately, all the state police know how to do is write tickets. And so I had the pleasure of not being pulled over, but a couple times the last decade, I got pulled over 3 times by the office. Most of the crew got pulled over. They were like, no front license plate, or you were going 3 miles over the speed limit. They would just check your ID. And I'm like, come on, guys. Can you please go actually arrest some criminals? There's like crackheads running around the street a mile from here. I mean, my office is not in the fanciest area because we want a cheap square foot. In fact, it's in the jungle. You could say we're kind of like some areas right around here, kind of like south side of Chicago or Dallas. So whatever, that's how we get cheap square footage, but it's got to carry a gun around here. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with me. You do not want to miss all of this. It is ultra massive. Please spread the word. You are the Paul Revere's. Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago,
one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact that we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to put bookends on the Venezuela developments. Venezuelan gangs pillaging, robbing, raping, taking over the country. Just at least 15 states I've got in the news just absolutely running around like Tasmanian devils. They said they were coming here to do this, and they're doing it. They're like Viking raiders or something, or pillaging. And then I'm going to get into the big stack. Thought we should do a little bit of current news with the mass shooting and the same MO as all of these other cases. It makes a very interesting picture for you. Not hard to predict there'd be a mass shooting right before the debate. So Kamala can put out all her fake news, and now we see it coming into view. I knew they'd have some fake talking point. You will hear Tuesday night during the debate with Kamala and Trump. She'll go, how dare you, and whatever new fake voice she's got. How dare your VP say that mass shootings are just a way of life, just a fact of life, which he didn't say. It's the new all Mexicans are criminal thing. Not true, never said anything like it. They don't care. They still say it. Doesn't matter if even Snopes says it's fake news. They don't care. Just like I went and peed on kids' graves. Totally, no, nobody peed on them, but it doesn't matter. It just sounds good. Because, you know, well, I mean, certainly the New York Times wouldn't lie about that. So, I'm surprised they didn't say I had like a jackhammer or something destroying them. Or, you know, Jones dug up children's bodies or something. I mean, just the sky's the limit. And instead of stopping after they've been caught lying, they just double down. So that's coming up. But let's go through some of these clips. This one I went to get 2 days ago. All these others are new. This is what the Aurora police, and people are being thrown out of their apartments by armed gangs. And they say, listen, they can be wanted for murder. You know, I attempted murder. I let them go because this is a sanctuary city. And I remember Arde Saveda, the awesome police chief for many years, on my show, saying, well, if illegal aliens, you know, migrants get caught committing a small crime, we don't arrest them because we want them to still come report to us other crime. Well, now it's attempted murder or extortion or kidnapping or commandeering buildings, hijacking structures. Piracy is what it is. Really, that's the word I'm looking for. The piratical behavior of the Venezuelans is they're up here engaged in pirate behavior. And the Democrats have given them a letter of marque to basically legally feed on us, and they'll just say it doesn't exist, like everything else. So here's the cop telling folks in the hallway how the cow ate the cabbage.
We'll grab this information and see what we can do, but this, you know, like I said, can
you please collect the information? He said that he's already illegal. He already said that he went to...
Okay, hold on. Let's back up a little bit. First off, we're a sanctuary city. Even if he is legal here, we cannot call ICE.
Okay, but you still have to report that, right?
No, we don't. Because it's a sanctuary city. We do not report illegal, undocumented.
So you're going to let a person who went to prison, he committed a crime in America, who's illegal right now, you're going to let him go free right now to this elevator?
That's exactly what I'm saying, because we're a sanctuary city. I've arrested a double homicide suspect in this city before and let him walk out the door because we're a sanctuary city. We're not going to call ICE to come pick him up and deport him.
He came to pick up $320,000 from your... him or mine, grandmother and grandfather, and he's walking away freely right now, right? That's
that,
what
sir.
I'm understanding right now.
I understand that, but you're asking me to call ICE or the...
I'm not asking you to call ICE. We're just asking you to take seriously. I'm just trying to repeat offend when he's already illegal.
He
repeating what
York.
He's already been doing.
He says, I'm in Chinatown in New York. They pay for his...
And 800, it's over, actually, 1,000 towns and cities now, but the 100 largest cities are all sanctuary cities. And they won't even call ICE, and they won't cooperate with ICE. So there's the cop. They're saying, hey, you just robbed the whole building, hundreds of thousands of dollars. The cop says, hey, we just let somebody go that was a suspect of double homicide. See how it works? But now the sheriff's department has raided there because the city wouldn't do its job. The police chief just yesterday said there are no Venezuelans doing anything bad. And the U.S. military is up in New York City helping the illegals. So it just continues on from there. Now let's move on to Dr. Phil with the DHS whistleblower, who gives a conservative number of 15 million illegals, laying out the facts. This is all admitted, but here it is.
Venezuela, by the way, has the lowest murder rate ever right now. What does that tell you?
Yeah, all the murderers are gone.
They're here.
Yeah. So is it true that they're emptying prisons? I mean, is this Cuba all over again?
This is not a hearsay. There was a memo by DHS last year admitting that, in fact, they knew that Venezuela's government was emptying their prison and rehabilitation centers or drug centers, releasing them on purpose because they knew with instructions to make, if you were going to get out, you're going to make your way to the U.S. We're not making that up. That's true. It was reported on, and DHS admitted that that was happening. And in fact, it has. El Tren de Aragua is heavily present in our country now.
Okay, so you're telling me that DHS has acknowledged that Venezuela, for example, is emptying their prisons and their rehabilitation centers with the understanding you get out if you leave here and go to the United States?
Yes.
And DHS has, in writing, said, we know that's happening. We know they're coming here. We're processing them in and have no idea where they are.
Correct.
How many people are we talking about?
Millions. And just Venezuela alone.
We're talking about in the last 2 or 3 years, we've had estimated how many people have come across the border.
My estimation, the official number, I think, is about 10 million.
Yeah, it's about 10, 11 million. Yeah, that's the official.
But my personal opinion, I think we're about 15 to 18 million.
Okay. So, that's a very conservative number, 15, 18. It's about 25, actually, from our Border Patrol sources. But that guy hadn't been in a few years. So, here is a Venezuelan gang member. This is in a new apartment complex threatening to kill the property manager in Aurora, Colorado, after being accused of child prostitution, according to a new bombshell report. This is CBS News. And we have the video. And the police chief saying there's nothing happening. And the sheriff's department did the right thing. That's what we're always seeing. The sheriffs are the way to go. They're not perfect, but they're always better because cities can get away with anything. And they generally are run by leftists. And the sheriff's departments are actually in charge of the entire county. The city is within it. And if they don't do their job, the sheriff can go to the governor and say, I'm moving in there. And in emergencies, they have to respond anyways, which they did. And that's they put on their military gear and their body armor, and they went in there and arrested these rats. And if one of them raises a gun, kill them. Kill them, kill them, kill them. Send them a message to get out of this damn country. And thank God we've got our Second Amendment. Blow their asses off. I've had enough of this crap. And if you don't know about Guatemala and Central America, places like Venezuela and South America, or many areas of Brazil, Brazil's just like us. The cities are hellholes. The people are Christian, hardworking in the countryside. They're just like us. But it's been going on there a lot longer under communism most of the time. It's back and forth, and it's terrible. And they have street children that are just out there at age 10 under gangs' controls. They've been killing people since they're 11 or 12. They're in prison at 18, 20, and they're shipping them here. They're literally crapping all over us. I mean, you think the Cubans were a bad crime wave? That was a small percentage of them. And there were some bad criminals out of Cuba, but mainly they were just people the commies didn't like. This is the Cubans in the 80s look like sweethearts compared to this. So, this is serious, folks. Here's the Venezuelan gang members threatening to kill the property manager. Here it is.
Says this is a picture of gang members breaking into a vacant apartment so they could move a Venezuelan family in and then collect rent. This is our business plan, one gang member told a housekeeper. If he, the property manager, doesn't like it, we'll fill him with bullets. The report authors called the gang's behavior brazen and further exhibits the suspected gang members' sense of comfort and control, consistent with their taking over the property and not fearing law enforcement or the property management. It was sent to Aurora officials on August 9th, with the investigators saying, the evidence we have reviewed indicates that gang members are engaging in flagrant trespass violations, assaults and battery, human trafficking, sexual abuse of minors, unlawful firearms possession, extortion, and other criminal activities, often targeting vulnerable Venezuelan and other immigrant populations. According to the law firm's report, the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua has threatened to kill, and in certain instances has apparently actively attempted to kill, members of Whispering Pines Management. The report says a consultant for the property management company was severely beaten and stomped by gang members and was hospitalized. The alleged incident recorded by building cameras with screenshots attached to the letter. The report relies on a property manager who said that gang members allegedly stabbed a Whispering Pines resident for refusing to pay rent to the gang. He also told the investigators the takeover began last November. The report recounts that this summer, the gang approached the property manager and told him they would help him out in exchange for half of all the rent that he collected. The law firm that wrote the report called that an organized crime tactic. The gang members then allegedly took over vacant apartments.
All right, I'm going to stop right there. I've got a bunch more clips out of Dallas, out of Illinois, but I've got to get to the next news. Everybody knows about this now. So we want to be tomorrow's news today. We told you about this a year ago, specifically with the Venezuelans, but I'm going to move on now. Okay. Everybody ready? Overhead shot, please, right here. This is an exhaustive stack, but it's not a complete one. It was complete. We need an 18-wheeler of paperwork in here. But let me just start with the propaganda surrounding the shooting 2 days ago in North Georgia, north of Atlanta. And then we'll walk through the latest on that shooting, exactly as we predicted. And then we'll move into just a smattering of historical parallels to this. So, here's AP's headline yesterday. And they ran this for much of a day, looks like about 18 hours, and let Biden and Kamala Harris and all the Democrats run around and make speeches and put out tweets and statements. Did you hear J.D. Vance said he doesn't care about kids? He said it's just a fact of life that people get shot. And what he actually said is we've got to stop having it, I have the clip here, be a fact of life. So they reverse the meaning, deceptively put just, quote, fact of life. It'd be like if I said, we've got to stop the increase in murders. We can't just accept it as a fact of life. And they went, oh, Jones says murders are a fact of life. That's not like this. This is exactly what they did. So here's the screenshot of what they've now removed. They even do a correction. They just removed it. J.D. Vance says school shootings are a fact of life, calls for better security. You can bet your bottom Benjamin or your bottom nickel or penny that at the debate Tuesday night, she's going to have this fake quote. Moving on. Here's what they replaced it with. J.D. Vance says he laments that school shootings are a fact of life and says the U.S. needs to harden security to prevent more carnage like the shooting last week that left four dead in Georgia. And look at how they're all on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, how they're on the antidepressants, how the feds always know, how there's always warnings, how they're always protected. And look at Uvalde. He said for years he was going to kill everybody. Look at Cruz in the Parkland shooting in Florida. He was called the school shooter for years. Always saying he was going to kill everybody. So continuing, the fact of life is the latest hoax being spread by Kamala and Tim Walz. Here's the full clip showing the correct context. We'll play that clip. In fact, you guys have an 8-second clip? Get me from Libs of TikTok the whole clip. But we have it. Yeah, let's go ahead and play the clip with context now.
First of all, what happened in Georgia is just an awful tragedy. And I know we've got a lot of parents and a lot of grandparents in this room. I mean, I cannot imagine, you know, little kids so excited to go back to school. God love them. And they're at their first week back from the summer, and an absolute barbarian decides to open fire and take their lives and also a couple teachers. I don't like this. I don't like to admit this. I don't like that this is a fact of life. But if you are a psycho and you want to make headlines, you realize that our schools are soft targets. And we have got to bolster security at our schools so that a person who walks through the front door... We've got to bolster security so that if a psycho wants to walk through the front door and kill a bunch of children, they're not able to. And again, as a parent, do I want my kids' school to have additional security? No, of course I don't. I don't want my kids to go to school in a place where they feel like you've got to have additional security, but that is increasingly the reality that we live in.
Here's the problem, JD. They stood down for 76 minutes, mere feet away from the shooter as he killed people in Aurora, Uvalde. And in all the other cases, they had big warnings ahead of time, just like this newest one in Georgia. I'll show you those articles and clips. So again, you have the same MO, the same signature, the same profile at every level, and they're being protected. I'm going to show you a bunch of examples here in a moment. And this time, they thought there were 3-4 shooters, locals said. It might have just been one. We don't know. We get lied to so much. And that he's at one end of the school, another end of the school, and the police are there. There's quite a few police at the school, giant school complex, whole bunch of grades. And they just call and wait for backup because police slow roll everything now. They've been turned into, in many cases, social workers. So you could put 100 cops there. Hell, 100 or more responded to Uvalde until an off-duty Border Patrol guy stormed in and killed the guy. Or it might still be going on today. Hell, you know. Surprised the Democrats aren't like shipping kids in. The shooter, you know, the Satanist, SSRI head, devil worshiper type. They just truck kids in and go, here's more to kill. You know. That's what they did, 76 minutes. And then, of course, Tim Walz, the communist, Tampon Tim, says this is pathetic. We can't quit our kids. They deserve better. He retweets Kamala Harris saying, that J.D. Vance responds to deadly shooting in Georgia by saying school kids are just a fact of life. He said, I don't like the fact it's a fact of life. But that's how their lies work. Wow. Lies on top of lies on top of lies. This is a total lie that even the AP had to delete. Tim Walz's statement on Vance calling school shootings a fact of life. Got millions and millions of views on X alone. 2.5 million views, reposted everywhere, tens of millions of views conservatively. Isn't that interesting? Okay, now let's get into what happened in Georgia and beyond. Because those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Appalachian high school shooter on FBI radar for over a year. Campus threatened in phone calls that morning of the massacre. He reportedly told people for years he was planning to kill everybody. Turns out he's a big liberal, lefty, trendy. And the FBI did absolutely nothing. As usual, his father has been charged with murder. Georgia school shooting suspect on FBI radar since 2023 as possible threat after online remarks that he was going to shoot up the school. Remember the stand down in Butler, Pennsylvania? The shooter training at the law enforcement training facility? His phone IP addresses to the FBI headquarters? Here's the Georgia shooter suspect in custody, Colt Gray. They put out one of his baby pictures, not his new leftist picture. Of course, it turns out the female-to-male trans shooter hated Christians and wanted to kill children to hurt Jesus, but they told you that it was a right-winger did it for over a year. Father of accused Georgia shooter charged with two counts of second-degree murder. Four counts of involuntary manslaughter and eight counts of cruelty to children, all directly connected with the actions of his son, allowing him to possess a weapon. Yeah, that's really bad. Your son's going around wanting to kill everybody. Should have been a mental institution. Suspected Georgia shooter was on the FBI radar. He'd been planning school shootings. They received anonymous tips. Here's the dad, breaking father, Appalachian High School shooter, arrested on multiple charges, including second-degree murder. Now, let's look at some of the past cases here. Buffalo shooting. Retired federal agent may have advanced notice about shooter's plans, report says. Fox News, he was friends with him and hanging out with him a lot before it for a year. Report that retired agent knew of Topps' plan has law enforcement cringing. I said 1 month before, I think they'll shoot up a black grocery store. It just comes to me. It's on record. Guys, pull up Alex Jones predicts white supremacist shoot up black grocery store. Report that retired agent knew of Topps' plan has law enforcement cringing. WKBW-TV. Authorities investigating retired federal agent knew of Buffalo mass shooting plans in advance. FBI were told Sandy Hook shooter threatened to kill mom. He was reportedly visited by the FBI and the CIA. FBI got earlier tip about Georgia Springs gay bar shooter. FBI knew of Colorado shooting suspect Aldrich Day before 2021 arrest. James Holmes was among elite in neuroscience. He's the Aurora shooter, the Batman shooter, the Joker shooter. James Holmes was among elite neuroscience before Aurora Theater massacre in a secret DARPA NASA program that his dad ran of machine brain cybernetic interface mind control. That's the Denver Post. Huge article. Told law enforcement he was under mind control. James Holmes recalls his state of mind before Colorado shooting. The Unabomber, the CIA and LSD, LA Times, Counterpunch, and others. MK Ultra. Theodore Kaczynski was MK Ultra. Death of the Unabomber returned spotlight to Harvard mind control. CIA. The shocking revelation of Ted Kaczynski's involvement in the CIA's sinister project MK Ultra. Daily Mail. MK Ultra program. Wikipedia. Pennsylvania gun club where would-be Trump assassin was member visited by FBI. Trump shooter's gun club defends its culture. Attempted Trump assassin Thomas Crooks trained at same gun range used by DHS. Thomas Crooks trained at shooting range where they did their main training for federal agencies. His GPS tracked back. Oh, and I forgot that part. They've got dozens of pings on the cell phone to a known FBI agent who just so happens to pop up around mass shootings. Crooks trained at shooting range where multiple federal agencies reported training, including DHS, visited Club 43 times, including holidays, since last year. Fox News. What led James Holmes into the Aurora Theater shooting? New book suggests answers aren't likely. James Holmes' family tied to DARPA and mind control work. Maine police alerted veiled threats from Robert Card weeks before mass shooting. The signals were all there. Why did no one step in to stop the Maine shooter? Same thing with Uvalde. FBI report provides details about the Lewiston shooter. Everyone feared the worst about Robert Card. No one stopped him. Remember the guy that shot up the Baptist church a few years ago that got stopped by citizens? Turned out he was in a Pentagon mind control program. They released him. Father of Georgia school shooting suspect is arrested. Colorado Batman shooting James Holmes fixated by altered states of mind in government mind control program. Why DARPA banned the first ever person shooter video game? And it just goes on. That's just a small number of these guys, Harrison Kleibold, tied to it all. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And guys, put my tweet up I sent you. Here, I'll pull up on my phone. I sent it to you at the start of the show. I wanted it printed. You probably gave it to me. But I'll just pull it up. Dun, dun, dun. At Real Alex Jones on the pings. I'll pull up the story on the pings. Okay, I'm on the Alex Jones channel, Real Alex Jones, and I'll be able to show you that. And here it is. So overhead shot, please. And it's right there for you on the site where we have the link to all of that information. Here is overhead shot, please. GPS data reveals FBI special agent previously linked to multiple other shooters was within 1,000 feet of Georgia school shooter Colt Gray at least 11 separate occasions over a 14-month period. This is not a coincidence, says the poster. I don't know. It might be. He was training at that law enforcement training facility. And, of course, all the same MO again with these other folks. I'm at Crooks there, not the Georgia guy. Okay. We're almost out of time. Hour number two is coming up. I've got all this other news I haven't even hit yet that I mentioned and so much more. And Robert Barnes is joining us on the whole new fake Russiagate they've launched. It's coming after the Independent Free Press. This is really a big deal. We'll be covering it. We've got the details now. I didn't cover it yesterday because I needed time to really study it. I have now. That's coming up. Please remember, I need your support to stay on air. Now is the most critical time, plus their incredible products. Go to our sponsor that has all the NanoSilver products, the Next Level Foundational Energy, the CabaChill, the Top Brain, which is a stimulant, incredible nootropic. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. You don't spell out doctor. It's just drjonesnaturals.com. And when you go to drjonesnaturals.com, you will get incredible products that will enrich your life. drjonesnaturals.com, and it will support the broadcast and make what we do possible here. And at the same time, it are absolutely amazing products, ladies and gentlemen. So, drjonesnaturals.com. We can't do it without you. All the NanoSilver products and so much more at drjonesnaturals.com. We can't stay on there without your help. Plus, they're great products. Take action now. I'm counting on you. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider are getting bodies, whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get bodies today.